The next question to anticipate from an investor is the question about payback. They want to know when they are going to get their capital back, their interest back, and in fact, when they're going to get some profits. You can definitely anticipate this question is going to come, and it would be ideal if you are prepared for this question incredibly well. Now, of course, we all know that Excel spreadsheets and forecasts are just that. They are forecasts. They are not cast in stone. So when answering the question, when are we going to be paid back? The best way to do this is to talk about a best case scenario, a worst case scenario, and a likely case scenario, and give the answer across those three scenarios. So for example, you might say, in a best case scenario, you can anticipate getting your capital and interest back within the next 13 months. In a worst case scenario, you're likely to get your capital and interest back within the next 27 months. And in the likely scenario, we anticipate that you will be able to get your capital and interest back in 17 months, whatever the case may be. So I would present it back to the investor in that way. In this way, they can see the range of dates that they need to prepare for from their cash flow perspective. Remember, investors also have got cash flow issues. And immediately after talking about capital and interest paid back, then start talking about profit distribution. Profit distribution, of course, is the sweetener at the end. And always include that as part of the answer. Always prepare your numbers in best case, worst case, and most probable case.